Beth Dowdy retires at the end of the year as executive director of the Roanoke Regional Partnership. Some years ago, she started urging local governments and other organizations to do a better job of promoting the region's outdoor assets.
The mission of a regional economic development organization is business attraction, and that's fine. That's still an important part of your mission, but there are a lot of different ways to go about that, to attract businesses and to help businesses grow, and that includes the things we've done with asset development around the outdoors.
Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge took that message to heart, even changing to that new name for the former Convention and Visitors Bureau. And with the Be a Trailsetter video, this is from the soundtrack, VVBR now promotes the area as the East Coast mountain biking capital. This would have been the 10th year for GoFest, which now draws 30,000 or more, but the mid-October regional event highlighting all things outdoors was canceled due to COVID-19 concerns. Julia Boas is with Roanoke Outside, the organization behind GoFest. They'll plan some smaller happenings instead.
Basically trying to take the things that make GoFest GoFest, you know, about supporting the local outdoor community and our different vendors and clubs and businesses and getting people outside, and sort of take the best of all of those and make something good out of it with a series of small-scale events throughout the region.
The new focus on outdoor amenities for Valley residents as well has meant more people at local parks, as Roanoke County Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Director Doug Blunt told the Board of Supervisors this summer.
We have seen a resurgence with people using trails, our blue ways, and just out walking generally in our park system.
It's also meant more wear and tear, and now the Roanoke Outside Foundation has started a fundraising campaign, Project Outside, as Foundation Director Pete Eshelman noted recently.
Yeah, it was 2018. We actually hired a consultant firm to come in and do kind of an outdoor infrastructure impact and needs assessment. They were kind of basically identifying, you know, the opportunities for the area, as well as areas of concern, things that we needed to be aware of, and kind of the lack of adequate maintenance funding kind of for our outdoor assets was kind of identified as a top priority. The sentiment was shared by all of the local land managers at the time as well.
Project Outside hopes to raise $100,000 initially. With more and more people flocking to outdoor amenities in this age of social distancing, it doesn't seem like the need for more consistent upkeep will go away anytime soon. For WFIR News In Depth, I'm Gene Morano.